Chapter 54. Back with the plums, Kelly Cruz thought, as she sat on the same terrace looking at the same blue-green water. Mr. and Mrs. Plum were both tanned and immaculate in white. The drink trolley was set up on the terrace. It was late afternoon and the cocktail hour had begun. Probably been in effect for a while, Kelly Cruz thought. She declined alcohol and accepted a 7-Up. Just a few follow-up questions, Kelly Cruz said when they were all settled. Have you been traveling at all in the last couple of months?
No, we haven't, Mr. Plum said pleasantly.
He smiled at Kelly Cruz. His eyes crinkled attractively when he smiled. Say, since the end of May?
No, we haven't, Mr. Plum said just as pleasantly.
Mrs. Plum? Kelly Cruz said.
No, she said. I believe Willis drove up to Tallahassee around the beginning of June, but I haven't gone anywhere.
No, I didn't, Mommy, Mr. Plum said.
You went up to visit the new store, Mrs. Plum said. Mrs. Plum looked at Kelly Cruz. Willis loves to get in the car and drive off by himself. He drives all over the country.
No, Mr. Plum was kind but firm. You're confused.
Mrs. Plum looked at her husband. He was serene in his certainty, sipping a gin and tonic today. Pacing himself, Kelly Cruz thought. Didn't you open a new store in Tallahassee? Right after Memorial Day? Mr. Plum smiled fondly at his wife.
Mommy, you're getting old on me. I didn't go anywhere in June.
You have a car, Kelly Cruz said.
My dear, Mr. Plum said, of course we do.
Wow, Kelly Cruz said. I never think of cars at a place like this. Is there a parking garage?
Indeed, Mr. Plum said. And valet service all through the day and night.
He seemed proud.
I suppose you have assigned spaces, Kelly Cruz said.
Probably deeded.
She was aware as she chatted with Mr. Plum that Mrs. Plum was staring at him. Mr. Plum looked at her indulgently.
Of course, he said kindly.
He rang a small bell and the Cuban maid came in and brought the Plums another drink from the trolley. Kelly Cruz nursed her 7-Up. As he sipped his new drink, Mr. Plum seemed to lose interest in Kelly Cruz. Instead, he looked thoughtfully out from the patio at Biscayne Bay. Mrs. Plum appeared not to look at anything.
Well, Kelly Cruz said, so no travel, I guess.
Mr. Plum seemed not to hear her. Mrs. Plum shrugged and shook her head. Kelly Cruz put her unfinished soft drink on the coffee table and stood.
Well, thanks. Sorry to bother you, she said.
Mr. Plum continued to look at the bay. Mrs. Plum reached forward and rang the bell, and the Cuban maid came and showed Kelly Cruz to the door. Kelly Cruz paused at the door and smiled at the maid.
Just a couple of palsy Cuban girls taking a moment to chat.
Mi hermana, Kelly Cruz said.
You remember when Mr. Plum went up to Tallahassee a couple of months ago?
Yes, ma'am.
Mrs. Plum didn't go with him, did she? Kelly Cruz said.
No, ma'am.
Good, Kelly Cruz said. Thanks, Magdalena. The garage on the lower level?
Yes, ma'am.